Welcome to Eye on Houston. I'll look around the community to find out some of the most amazing charity events that are going on. And I got to tell you, the next one is close to my heart. This is George from 100.3 The Bull. And last year, I got involved with a gala called Cowboy Up. And Cowboy Up was something that was truly wonderful to behold. And the mission behind it is for Parks Youth Ranch. And we have a couple of ladies here that are going to go through all of that. Shannon Stabby-Noha, real quick, tell us about Parks Youth Ranch and what you all do with that charity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, George. Parks Youth Ranch is an emergency shelter located in Fort Bend County. We provide shelter, counseling, and life-changing services for youth who are age 7 to 17 who are experiencing homelessness, at risk of homelessness, or are abused and neglected through the CPS and foster care system.
And we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into volunteer possibilities that people can do, things that they can donate, needs that you all have that they can help at Parks Youth Ranch. But one of the things that got me involved, and Angela Parker is kind of behind this. Angela, I got involved last year with Cowboy Up, and we have a new Cowboy Up event that is coming. Tell people about that real quick.
Sure. Thanks so much, George. So this is the 8th annual Cowboy Up. We've traditionally had this event the first weekend in October. So it is October the 5th this year. And we are going to be at Safari, Texas in the Lodge. We have about 400 people that come to this event. We dance. There's a silent auction and a live auction. And we have a raffle and a spirit pool. And it's just a fun night for people to learn more about what Parks Youth Ranch is all about.
Okay, so we're going to talk about how to get tickets to that. But I think one of the things you kind of glossed over there, Angela, is the fact that instead of being in the big arena barn, you're going to be inside this year. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big change. So we've always had this event outside and at the George Historical Park in their arena, and it's hot and there's bugs. And so now we're moving into this really nice western themed venue called The Lodge, which is at Safari, Texas. It's in the back kind of their property, and it's going to be nice and cold, and there is an outside patio, so we can go outside still.
Air conditioning is a bit, this time of the year in Texas, that is a great thing. Can you give people, and we'll come back to this again about tickets, but just real quick, as we get started, where they can find more information or how they can get tickets or sponsor a table maybe?
Sure. So our the best way to do that would be through our website, which is parksyouthranch.org. And at the top of that page, you'll see an tab for events, and you'll scroll down there to Cowboy Up.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook page that we have that information on.
All right. We're going to talk auction. We're going to talk the fun that you're going to have. You're going to talk air conditioning, all that kind of stuff in just a few minutes. But
yeah.
I did want to get back to Shannon. And Shannon, this is a big deal for Fort Bend County, this event, Cowboy Up. But what you all do at Parks Youth Ranch, why is it so important in Fort Bend?
I think the big thing for everybody in the Houston area and Fort Bend County to realize is that as we grow in Fort Bend County, as we get closer to that million mark in our population count in our census, we are also seeing a higher prevalence of low or substandard housing in some of our pockets. We're seeing children who are doubled up. They're sleeping in hotels. We see kids, especially teenagers, that are just having trouble. Either they're not able to stay at home for whatever the reason, but they also have a need just for a stable environment, somewhere where they can lay their head, they can get some warm meals, they can get support from case management that will help them navigate those little things like graduating high school or getting their driver's license or just figuring out what the next step is. And Fort Bend County is remarkable at wrapping its arms around people who need these supports. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've got so many great resources, especially for teenagers who are in a struggling environment where they are homeless or they have been abused and neglected. So we can give them supports through Fort Bend ISD with our partnership in their continuing education program and their credit recovery program. We can give them supports through our county clerk's office that helps with birth certificates and those vital records information. We can give them supports even through Brian Middleton's office and the district attorney to help them with all of those things that they need to transition, even if they're involved in the juvenile justice system. And I won't even get into the cool things happening at University of Houston Sugarland with their Diamond program, as well as Texas State Technical College and Wharton County Junior College. They're right there in Fort Bend County. These are all resources to lift these kids up who are struggling and have experienced these traumas.
Shannon, I want to find out more about the universities in just a minute, but I want to go back to something you said, because it really does hit me. Fort Bend County growing like crazy.
Like crazy.
And not just in Fort Bend County, though. There has been in the past a stigma about kids in need of this help. They've run off. They've done this. There's been this stigma associated with it. And Parks Youth Ranch, I think, has done an amazing job at helping remove that just a little bit. There are no barriers to people that are listening. There are no barriers to getting this help for these kids, right?
There's no barriers to getting this help for these kids, even if we can't provide a bed, because unfortunately, we're full most of the time. Mm-hmm. So even if we can't provide the residential support, we can at least get them resources and get them connected to places that can provide them the support they need. Maybe it's just that they need a hot meal or a place to take a shower or somebody to actually help them navigate the school system.
I was going to say, sometimes the thing that has really impressed me with you all is somebody just to sit down with these kids and walk through or talk through their situation and what steps they need to do to get back on track, whether it's with school, like you said, or getting a driver's license or whatever. I think you all do an amazing job at that. And sometimes I don't think you get enough credit for the work that you're doing there. And I guess that's what I want to try to get across to people that are listening to us today. Mm-hmm. How do they help this mission of helping these kids in Fort Bend County with the Parks Youth Ranch?
Well, there's lots of ways to get involved with Parks Youth Ranch. We have a really remarkable mentorship program. So if somebody really wants to engage and be that person that a kiddo can sit down with and really just, even if it's just watch TV or play video games, but a caring and trusted adult in their life is so vital to any kiddo's success. Mm-hmm. So we have a great mentorship program. We have a wonderful just bring out a group and volunteer program. One of the things that we talk about for these kids is they just want to be normal. They want to be seen as normal. So when you talk about your teenagers, they want to sleep in on Saturday mornings. They want to get up and eat pizza and play video games.
Absolutely.
And so even if your group wants to come out later in the morning on Saturday mornings and bring pizza and play video games or go outside and play volleyball or go fishing in the ponds that we have at the ranch, that's a great thing too. If you have a group that just wants to come and be normal with our kids.
So if you have a business group at your business like that, or maybe a church group that wants to come out, is there a way on your website to find that information and contact you and start planning this out? How do they take that first step?
Absolutely. So they can go to ParksYouthRanch.org, and there is a link to volunteer, or they can just simply email volunteer@ParksYouthRanch.org.
Shannon, is there a story that stands out to you of a child that you've come in contact with or you all have come in contact with at Parks Youth Ranch, and what you were able to do is kind of a success story that's really touched your heart?
There is actually one story, and it's actually about a brother and sister that came into care. Unfortunately, their home situation was very, very bad. They were living in really horrifying conditions. And because of the hoarding nature of their caregiver, they were locked in a room. They were only allowed to come out once a day. They were only fed either mac and cheese or regular lettuce. And so when this brother and sister came into our care, they were very distrusting of adults, even so much as they wouldn't eat in public. They would get they would huddle underneath the counter to eat. They were only allowed to bathe once a week at their home. And so staff had to really encourage them to bathe and do proper hygiene. And we don't even want to talk about their teeth because that was not something that was encouraged.
That was, right, exactly.
So we have this brother and sister who were just in horrifying conditions. And when we got them, they were very distrusting of every adult, every other person that they came into contact with. And through time, we were able to get them showering. We were able to get them where they would sit at the table and eat, and mm-hmm. they would eat something other than lettuce with ranch. Mm-hmm. We were able to get them mentors to support them and help them. And then we started to learn more about these kiddos, this brother and sister. We learned that they were intelligent, that they were funny, mm-hmm. that they had great habits and great personality. And we even learned that one of them was teaching herself Korean because that was fun.
So
the next thing you know, they were able to go to a foster home, which is a caring and loving environment that is not a big shelter, but they were able to actually make that transition and feel safe in that, mm-hmm. which when we got them, they did not feel safe in leaving the environment that they knew and coming to us. And so being able to use really trauma-informed methods, our crisis counselor really working diligently, all of our staff, which I have to sing the praises of the staff at Parks Youth Ranch. Every single one of them is there for the kids, to support the kids and do what they feel like is provide a loving and nurturing environment for the kids. So it's not just cashing a paycheck. And I can say that about all 30 staff members at Parks Youth Ranch.
Everyone that I've had a chance to meet with and talk with, you can tell it's a passion.
Yeah.
It's not a job. It's a passion that they have for helping these kids in Fort Bend County. So that's awesome. Give them the website once again where they can volunteer, or if they have a group like we were just talking about, they can come there and do fishing. You wanted to talk about fishing. How could we leave out fishing if we're in Texas, right?
Well, you can't leave out fishing in Texas. And at Parks Youth Ranch, we have two stocked ponds in the back of the ranch. And it's really, really therapeutic. Anybody who listens to anything in Texas knows that fishing is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice to be able to go out to the ponds, even if you're just listening to the frogs or watching the turtles swim in the afternoon. It's great for the kids to take a deep breath. So that's really exciting. The other thing is you had a group that just wanted to come out and go fishing. Mm-hmm. That would be okay.
That would be okay.
That would be okay. Yeah. And we have another event that comes up in the spring that's all about fishing, but we won't talk about that
one
today.
What? We'll have you guys back in and talk about that.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. our website is www.parksyouthranch.org.
Okay.
And if you want to donate, volunteer, all of the information is there.
All right. And let's get Angela back here again, and let's talk about Cowboy Up, the date and the information that people need to know about that event.
The 8th annual Cowboy Up is set for Saturday, October the 5th. It's at 7 p.m. at Safari, Texas, in the Lodge.
We've already talked about we're in air conditioning now. So
yeah.
If you've been to Cowboy Up in the past 8 or 9 years, this will be a big change, but a good change.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be a great change. Yes, I'm very excited about the air conditioning. I won't have to sweat out all night long. So you can find more information on our website at parksyouthranch.org. And again, at the top, you'll see a tab for events, and you'll click Cowboy Up below that.
Okay.
We are on Facebook and Instagram as well, at Parks Youth Ranch.
This is a big fundraiser for you guys, so we're really asking people if they can buy a table, if they can buy a few tickets or whatever, and then come out and participate, because you guys have a great auction that you do and some great auctioneers. Anything in particular you would highlight about the auction this year that stands out to you?
Certainly. So the highlights for the auction are, we do have a black lab puppy who was born on June 26th.
And again, I was privileged to be there for this event last year. I mean, it was all I could do not to bid on one of those puppies and take him home. So that's awesome that that's back again.
He is adorable. We just got him yesterday. So it's been very fun. And we're having our volunteer, like our board of directors and staff, kind of care for him this month.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess one of the other highlights, well, we should have about 75 auction items, and then we're going to have a gift card raffle. So you'll be able to have a chance at winning about $400 worth of gift cards, whether it's date night or movies or fun with your kid. Go out and have fun, and you've only spent like $20 to $25.
That's awesome. October 5th, it's called Cowboy Up, and it is a benefit for Parks Youth Ranch. And again, if you need some more information, you can find the event on Facebook. You can give us a shout here, an email to george@thebullhouston.com. I'll send you the direct link out there, but we would love for you guys to come and join us. Shannon, Angela, thank you for coming in today and talking about Parks Youth Ranch and the wonderful work you're doing in Fort Bend County. Nice to have you all on.
Thank you.
It's Eye on Houston here from Intercom Radio.